The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict, alcoholic.
Hi.
I am so grateful to be here tonight and so grateful to be sober. So grateful to have so many friends who care about me today. I was thinking about it. In the book, it talks about being in isolation and coming out of isolation quite a bit. I feel like it's repeated a lot throughout this book. And as I was praying last night, I just realized I have so many good friends that support me today that I did not have in my addiction. I had nobody. I was so totally alone, and I didn't see any way out. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. Today, I feel like I have an army of people behind me, on this side and on the other side of the veil, for sure. I have people working in my behalf to help me along this path of my recovery. In the book, in step six, it says, "Probably the most humbling thing to acknowledge is that you still harbor a prideful desire to change without the help of God." For me, I did jail and I did the treatment thing, and I definitely got my heart pricked a few times and my heart got softened over time. But my change of heart did not happen for a little ways into my recovery. It was actually about 9.5 months ago now. And I remember I got to this point, I was just so miserable in recovery, and I was white knuckling it, as they say. And I was so angry, and I was so mean and so irritable, and I wasn't really going to these meetings. I had been introduced to them, but I wasn't going consistently yet. And I remember even getting really frustrated with my kids, and that's what really tore me apart and took me to my knees really fast, is because I just did not have the patience with them that they deserved and that I knew that I needed to have with them. And so this went on for a while, and I finally got to the point in my life where I couldn't make any choices in recovery. I didn't know if I should go left or right or forward or backward or what shirt to put on. I just was so immobilized by fear. I was so stuck and so trapped by fear. And they talk about in AA about being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, I got to a point where I was sick and tired of being stuck in fear, you know, of not making any choices. And I finally got to the point where I was willing to make a mistake as long as I could make a choice. As long as I could move in some direction, I was okay. And I got to that point, and I remember just praying to my Heavenly Father, and I just said, "Look, I have to move. I have to do something because I cannot live this way anymore. I cannot stay trapped. I cannot be stuck. So you need to help me make this choice and all of these choices." There were a lot of things going on in my life. And I just asked Him for help, and I just asked Him to guide me and to walk beside me. And, you know, if I made a mistake, I asked Him to help me learn from them, you know. But I had to keep moving forward. And at that point, that's when I feel like I received that change of heart. I started to do things his way. And that's when all of my, I still have a lot of shortcomings and weaknesses, but there are a lot of things I still struggled with for a long time. I still struggled with smoking and coffee and anger and I wasn't going to church yet and I wasn't paying my tithing. And there were so many things I still wasn't doing, even though I really wanted to do all of them, I wasn't. And at that point, when I made that choice and I feel like I finally received that change of heart, all of those behaviors that would keep me from, you know, being worthy to enter the temple and to feel the Holy Ghost all the time and to have the companionship all the time, those behaviors finally left me. They just disappeared. I didn't have to try to make them go away anymore. You know, it was talked about earlier in the meeting about the more we try to make those character weaknesses go away, the more they like reappear and the larger they become. And that's what was happening for me. You know, it was the more I tried, it was just like beating my head against the wall and I was getting absolutely nowhere. And as soon as I just turned it over and just focused on what I had control over, they all went away. Today I still struggle with a lot of other character weaknesses now. Thankfully though, you know, those are the things that keep me kind of humble. I don't want to say humble because I'm not, and I struggle with pride, but, they keep me going to my knees and they keep me seeking, for truth and to connect to my Heavenly Father. And so I'm grateful for those shortcomings today. I'm grateful that it's a constant thing, and it's an everyday thing. It's something we have to work on every single day. And I'm so grateful for that because I get to pray to my Heavenly Father every day, and I get to have a relationship with Him all the time, and I talk to Him all the time today. This week I've been, you know, preparing to go to the temple, and that is because of the change of heart that I've experienced for sure. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity and to be able to have the opportunity to go through the temple and, to walk into His house and to partake of those blessings and, to become closer to my Heavenly Father. And it's because of the change of heart I've experienced. I have such a testimony of the atonement. You know, it's an ever-present power that we can call upon at any time of any day. It does not matter what we're doing. It is always working for us, is what I believe. I feel like it's working whether we see it or not. It's up to us to choose to let it work for us, and to take hold of that and to harness it and to have it work for us. But it's our choice, but it's always there. It's always available. And there's so much power in it. It can make us so much more than we really are. I've experienced that. I feel like I don't really know how to do anything in recovery, I feel like. But through the atonement, I'm able to be a mom and to show up and to go to school and do all these things I never imagined doing. You know, today I still get fearful. I still have all of those same feelings come up. I still get scared. I still have feelings of unworthiness and inadequacy, especially with school now. I have a paper, an essay come up, and I'm like, my first reaction is, I can't do that. I can't write that. There's no way. I'm going to fail. And I'm so extreme. The only difference today is I choose to walk through it, and I choose to take a step forward, even though I might be feeling a little fearful. And pretty much always, I have been able to get through it, and it's been better, and I've gained more confidence. And it's just been such a better experience. And I have one thing I just kind of want to leave. I heard this a long, long time ago from this awesome person. And for anybody who is struggling and who is lost and alone and in the corner of their room, you know, in that darkness and that confusion, and maybe you don't know if Heavenly Father is really there. Maybe you don't know if He really loves you. I challenge you to get down on your knees and just pray and ask three simple questions. Do you know who I am? Do you know where I am? And do I really matter to you? And I promise if you ask those three questions and you pray every day for even a week, you will feel the Holy Ghost confirm to you that you are a daughter or a son of God and that He loves you so very much. And He knows exactly where you are and what you're going through. I have a testimony of this program and that it works. You know, we have to work it. It's a program of action, and it has blessed my life in ways that I can't even count. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Excellent. Thank you.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.